This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Barry Bradford, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Assistant Chief Craig Meidel from the Spokane Police Department, who is here today to discuss use of force issues. Has your agency been concerned about use of force issues? Can you talk about that for a minute?
You know, it seems to be not just use of force in general, but mostly it's the tends to be the use of deadly force. That seems to be the hot topic with most of our community. We had an incident about 7 years ago with one of our officers who got into a fairly prolonged scuffle with turned out he was a janitor, not working at the time, schizophrenic. As a result of the scuffle, the individual ended up dying. The officer was charged with civil rights violations, ended up getting convicted and sentenced for about 3.5 years of prison. Another officer pled to perjury and was forced to resign as well. And 7 years later, we're still dealing with some of those issues as well. So that's led to a use of force commission that was implemented by the mayor's office. As a matter of fact, at the time, the then mayor had asked the Department of Justice to come in and review the Spokane Police Department. However, in the process of waiting for Department of Justice to get back to us, she implemented a use of force commission. And they came out with 26 recommendations for improvement. 19 of those applied directly to the Spokane Police Department. And we're in the process of working through those recommendations right now.
Now, what are the ways you work with the community to foster better relationships with the department?
We actually have a community outreach group that Chief Straub started. We have three full-time employees dedicated to nothing but community outreach. We have our shift commanders and our bureau commanders meet with the neighborhood council meeting groups once a month. So within Spokane, there's a bunch of neighborhood councils divided up into people of interest within that community. So they meet every month with those groups. We have a monthly meeting with NAACP. We meet with the Native Project Group, which is represents Native Americans within the community. We also have monthly meetings now with media directors, all the media directors within the city of Spokane. And then we're starting to get some more programs. We just started a basketball program this summer for disadvantaged students. And so we're slowly reaching out and meeting with more of the groups within the community.
Great. Now, do you think you'll be able to use the recent COPS publication on the collaborative reform process, our review of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department?
Absolutely. In reading the report and listening to the discussion, so much of what they experience is what we're experiencing, maybe not at that level. One of the things the sheriff talked about was they had broad community support. He said 70% of their community supported them, yet there was still this concern about the officer-involved shootings. We have broad community support as well. But the use of force issues tend to create concern within the community. So the tools, the policies, the training, everything that they have done to address those concerns directly applies to the Spokane Police Department as well. So we could almost take everything they're doing and just move it right to the Spokane Police Department.
Great. Now, how would you assess your agency's policies and practices involving use of force?
It's funny, I was reading the book Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, and one of the things he discusses in the book is we're never very good at analyzing ourselves. We always look at ourselves through our own lenses, and despite our best efforts trying to be as accurate as we can, we are still colored by the lenses that we see ourselves in. And I would say that also applies to uses of force, especially if you've come from within the department and you've promoted from within the department. You're used to this system. You don't know any other system, so you're not as aware of what other agencies are doing. And one of the nice things of having Chief Straub come in, and then we're also having Department of Justice come in under a technical assistance program letter and look at our system, is where can we improve? We think we're doing pretty good, but we know we can improve. And it's always beneficial when you can have another outside entity come in and examine it and work collaboratively with you to develop those processes. So I would also throw out that, you know, any use of force policies are more of a kind of a living, breathing document. They change based on state law, federal law, case law. So you really do have to constantly be evaluating your use of force policies to make sure they're in line with the law.
Now, who are your stakeholders in the community that you routinely work with, and what relationships have helped your agency in terms of building better community relationships?
Some of the ones I've mentioned, NAACP is definitely a stakeholder. Our neighborhood council groups are stakeholders. The media is a huge stakeholder. I mean, they're the ones who get our message out more than any other entity, so meeting with them monthly. I'd also say, you know, we're working closely with the school district as well now. We're discussing, do we want to put officers in the schools? So those are types of things we're working on.
Great. Well, that's all we have for you today. Thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate your time and sharing with us your story.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.